John's three epistles were written towards the end of his life, during the years he was ministering in Ephesus. The first and most important of these letters, as well as his gospel, were written to defend the truth, as heresies were being taught in the churches in Asia Minor and elsewhere. The second and third epistles are personal notes, in which John refers to himself simply as the elder. Second John is addressed to the chosen lady and her children. The identity of this Christian woman is not known, nor where she lived, but it must have been somewhere in the circuit of churches over which the Apostle John had the oversight. It is also uncertain as to whether John was writing to a private individual and her family, or whether the chosen lady was a symbolic expression indicating a church and its members. The words love and truth, John's favorite themes, are frequently used in this short epistle. The word truth appears 5 times in the first 4 verses. John greets the chosen lady and her children, saying that he loves her, and not only I, he writes, but also all who know the truth, which truth lives in us and will be with us forever. May grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son be with us in truth and love. John says that he was filled with joy when he found that some of the lady's children were living in the truth, and he reminds her of the Lord's command to love. And this is love, he writes, that we love one another and live in obedience to God's command, which is to walk in love. John was deeply concerned about the gospel truth, because many false teachers had appeared in the churches and in the world. Some of these men did not acknowledge that Jesus Christ came as a human being. They were saying that the Son of God did not have a real body and a human nature. This teaching, which denies the incarnation, attacks the very foundation of the Christian faith, because Christ became man in order to die. It was through his atoning death on the cross that he obtained the forgiveness of sin for all who believe. John says that anyone who teaches false doctrine is a deceiver and an antichrist. He exhorts his readers to watch themselves, so that they would not lose what they had worked for, but would receive a full reward. He urges them to continue in the teaching of Christ, for anyone who goes beyond that does not have God, he says, but whoever continues in the truth has both the Father and the Son. John warns the chosen lady not only to reject false doctrine, but also not to associate with those who teach it, or offer them hospitality, so as not to share in their evil work. He ends his letter expressing the hope of being able to visit her soon, and sends greetings from the children of her chosen sister. John's third epistle is a note addressed to a friend called Gaius. The elder, as he calls himself, greets this disciple with genuine affection and prays for his physical and spiritual well-being. The apostle had received very good news about Gaius, because some believers had arrived who gave a good report about this man's faithfulness to the truth and his welcoming attitude to itinerant Christian workers. Such news delighted the aged apostle, whose greatest joy was to hear that his spiritual children were living according to the truth. He praises Gaius for the generous hospitality he was offering to these traveling preachers, and exhorts him to continue meeting their needs. There was, however, another person in the church called Diotrephes, who made himself out to be a person of importance, and was puffed up with pride. This man loved to be first, and would not listen to John's advice. Instead, he went about slandering the apostle with malicious gossip. Not satisfied with that, he refused to welcome the men who came in the service of Christ and tried to stop those who wanted to do so, driving them out of the church. John says that when he comes, he will deal with that man. And he exhorts his dear friend Gaius not to imitate what is evil, but to do what is good. Whoever does good belongs to God, he writes, but anyone who does what is evil does not know God. There was, however, another member of the church called Demetrius, who met with everyone's approval, because he lived in complete harmony with the truth. John also could speak well of him. Not wanting to write a long letter, the apostle, who still had much to say, told Gaius that he would come soon and talk with him personally. Then he concludes by saying, "Peace be with you. All your friends send greetings." Next episode, the last book of the Bible, Revelation.